Blog Talk Radio.
Now, she kind of sounds like me. I want to say that know how to really know. She was relapsing. Baby.
What's going on? That's what I think. So low. Let's get the show started.
Hey,
Hey, everybody, what's good? Yes, we are back with another video. It's a new day. I hope everyone is doing great out there. Okay, listen. If you are a returning subscriber, then you know how this shit goes, especially when we're on a live stream. You know, some shit might shut down, some shit might cut off, some shit might mess up, but we're going to get through the show, okay? So welcome. Hi to you guys. Shout out to the visitors. Hello. Welcome. And shout out to the members. Y'all look good in green. All right, y'all. I see the people coming through. People have been tagging me all day. Like, it's, you know, mind you, I am on, I'm 3 hours behind the East Coast, and I'm 2 hours behind Central Time. I'm in California, so I get everything late. So people were blowing me up at like 8, 7 in the morning, like, hey, did you hear about this thing with Wendy Williams? Did you hear about Wendy Williams? I'm like, well, at 10 o'clock, you know, in other places, it's only like 7 o'clock. For me. So I'm like, no, I didn't hear it. But then I was online and I seen, you know, that Wendy, you know, basically she's saying that she went to a sober house. And so I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know what the hell a sober house was. So I did some research on it and I seen what a sober house was. And so when I was watching the video, well, before I get into that, so she's at the sober house. So I'm like, okay, I don't know what a sober house is. I'm looking for the sober house to see what it is. I get some information on it. So then I'm watching the show, and she's talking, and the way she's saying it is as if she's in the sober house because what I got from it is that she's in the sober house because she hadn't dealt with it before. That way she just kind of stopped doing drugs. And she wanted to see what it was like for those individuals to actually have to go through the sober house, you know, since she just launched her new hotline number for people struggling with addiction. So she wanted to go through and see what it was like to go through the full process of being a recovering addict, okay, because she was once an addict. That's what I got that's what I got from it, from what she was saying, okay? Now, what I think really happened was all of this that has transpired over the last few months, it's all making sense now. Wendy Williams had a relapse, and Wendy Williams was getting high. Like, and I guess I didn't even realize it then. But I think that that's what was happening. This is all my opinion. This is not facts, but this is what I believe. I feel like back in November where she was, you know, stuttering and, you know, zoning out on the show, she was high. Then she came out and made a statement and said that she, you know, she apologizes. She will never do that again. She promises a bigger, more stronger Wendy. And she admitted that she was taking pain medicine or something like that. She was taking pain medication and she was like getting addicted to it, to prescription medicine. So to me, I feel like she had been getting high for God knows how long. She was slowly starting to relapse, and whatever was going on with her husband and all that shit, that kind of made her feel like she was going to even keep going, getting even further with it. Like, I just feel as though she had been getting high. Like, she had clearly been getting high. That's what caused the damn breakdown. And that's what caused her to disappear. I think she needed to deal with that because it was coming, getting to a point to where this woman is getting high on her show. She can't even do an interview because she's getting high. And honestly, I don't even think Kevin was even beating her, to be honest with you. Now, I might have to take that back because I know I was saying that. But I don't even know if I feel like Kevin was really beating her. I think she got the damn, she broke her arm because she was so damn high, she probably fell down in that house somewhere. Wendy Williams was over there getting turned up, okay? She was relapsing like a motherfucker. But that's probably because Kevin's ass had probably been cheating on her, and then the show probably was losing ratings. She probably got so much shit going on in her mind because she's sitting, talking about people every day. Her marriage ain't right. And she's trying to keep the ratings for the show going. So she probably was like, shit, I need an escape. You know, she wished she could probably go get a big old bag of dope. But she knew she couldn't do that. So she started just doping up on the damn pain medicine. And it started getting good to her. And then she fucked around and was getting high on the show. And she slipped into another addiction. So then she had to take some time off. She blamed it on the Graves' disease and everything else. But I feel like she probably even secretly did one of those 30, 60, 90-day programs at some type of rehab facility. Because I heard that she was actually in rehab. But I didn't believe it because I was like, well, I don't really know the source. You know, I don't want to put that out there because I'm not even really sure. But someone told me that she was in rehab. I didn't believe it because there was no real receipts on it. But I'm like, oh, my God. So now I'm thinking about it. So I have to look it up because I knew nothing about rehab and how long you could be there. What was the minimum? So I'm looking. I'm like, so what's the minimum amount of time that you can be in rehab? And it shows like 30, 60 or 90 days. And I'm thinking, shit, she was gone for 30, 60, and 90 days. So that bitch could have, I mean, she could have really done a full set in the rehab, and now she's going through the sober living portion of it, because typically people go to rehab first, and then they do the sober living. But I don't know. She got enough money. Maybe she could have just went to the sober living. But she's obviously dealing with something. And I think that's why she was gone on hiatus, because the drug addiction had got so bad she had to go and kick the habit. And then her husband got into the mix because we didn't know what was actually going on. They weren't saying anything. So her husband is an easy target because we all know that he's cheating on her. But the real thing was, it wasn't the sickness. It wasn't her and her husband probably. It wasn't her husband's cheating scandal happening behind the scenes. It was this lady was battling a damn drug addiction. She had fucked around and relapsed and started getting high off some opioids and fucking pain medicines. And Wendy Williams, they told her ass, if you don't get help, you're going to lose the show, because, girl, you on this damn TV show stuttering and zoning out because you on this motherfucker lit. So she needed to take some time off. Shit. That's what I think happened. But, you know, this is all drama and all alleged. I'm just running my mouth, so. So I want to know what y'all think. I want to know what everybody else think. You know, hold on. Let me put the call-in number. Girl, what, remember we had another lady in here call in and say, you know what, to that caller that called the last time, she probably need to go call the hotline number. Oh, all right, let's take a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
What's up, Zaman?
What's going on, Mishi?
I know, it's sad.
I know. What do you think?
I told you before that, you know, she's always been dibbling and dabbling. And
yes, you
with
did.
Her being gone, I figured that rehab, you know, because she did need it, you know, that whole falling
mm-hmm.
out in the whole situation. But, yeah, you know, I could tell just from, because, you know, I don't watch her show, but I see little parts, like they'll send you the snippets on YouTube, and I've seen a couple of those. And just from that, you know, I've always been able to tell that she wasn't always sober. You know what I'm saying? She's always gone
mm-hmm.
back and forth, which that, unfortunately that is, you know, the life of an addict where they do relapse. But just recently with everything that she's going through, you know, yeah, it did, you know, become really detrimental where you could see that it was an issue. And so with her being gone, you know, you automatically would just have to look at it as rehab, because the way that she was looking before she went, you know, that's why I said before, you know, we want her back to the show, because you always, you know, want at least the representation, you know, of us in the industry that we can have there. Because if not, we won't be anywhere. And, you know, she's a legend, and so you pretty much want her there. But I had said from the very beginning, her health, you know, I want her healthy, because the way she was looking before all of this happened, you know, it was a man-down situation, honestly.
No, but you know what, Misha, you are right. I think you did say that she was always dibbling-dabbling on many of those shows. But did you notice, well, you didn't see the show, but she kind of tried to pitch it as though she was just kind of going through it to experience it because she had never done it before. I don't think that that's true at all.
No, that's just her spin on it. Because, I mean, just think about it. She's in that house all alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's gone doing whatever he's doing. You know, her son's older now. So, you know, as children grow up, they're going to do what they want to do. She's by herself. She has no friends. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, this is just the whole cocktail for a disaster. And so she's just there on her own. And you know what I mean? And now everybody in the world, like, knows what she would never want to be known, because she's tried to hide this, you know, for a very long time. And so now that's out, too. Like, it just, you know, drove her to the edge. And so if she's around, at least she can be around people, and hopefully this will help her. Because, you know, the whole pain meds, that's a part of it, but she's never actually stopped the illegal stuff. Like, she's always, you know, dibbled and dabbled in that too, because all I have to do is look at you to see, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if it comes from a medical background, what it is, I can look and I can see. But I, even before that, as a child, I've been able to see things that, you know what I mean? I mean, you talk to me, you know, I've been able to see things that most won't. And so I've always seen that in her. And now that she's saying that she's living around these people, it's good, because she needs to get the help. You know what I mean? Because her health, besides these drugs and everything, her health is very, very unstable. It's unstable.
Yes.
So she needs to be where she can get help. And hopefully this is the way that she can do it. But I think that, you know, especially probably people have been on her to just, you know, be real. Because you and have delved into everybody's lives the way that you just, you know, hacked away at people's souls. And then come back to your show and just, you know, pretend to be Cinderella. Like, they're not having
Which I also think, too, maybe I could be reaching, but now I also kind of think, too, maybe the husband is kind of like, you really need to say something, because I'm getting all this heat, because they think that we're going through behind the scenes. And in reality, they may not even been going through like that. She probably has been dibbling and dabbling so much it's causing a strain in their marriage. Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's her drug addiction. Oh, you think it's him?
Yes, he's an abuser. He's been abusing her for a long time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Even to a point of where it could be, he could be supplying what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's definitely in no prince in this at all. He is, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's him. He's abused her. And, you know, just even women that have suffered in that type of situation, nobody's around her. That's what abusers do. They make the victim isolated so that the victim can only come to the abuser. You know what I'm saying? Like that. That's just how it's done. And so now that he's out, you know, living his best life with, you know, the other woman and doing whatever, she's just there all alone. She has her parents too, but I mean, Wendy's older. Her parents have to be older. How much can they really be there to help her? Like, she's in the years where she needs to be, you know, helping them in their later years, you know? So she's
and
got
you're right.
really nobody. Yeah, you
and
know,
and he has her brainwashed. He has her brainwashed into not even telling people, you know, what she's going through, because she didn't even tell her parents that she checked into the home. So he's controlling everything. So her parents didn't even know that she was going through the damn sober living. Her parents probably didn't even know she was going through rehab. And that's so crazy.
Yeah, it's sad.
Wow.
It's really sad.
It's sad.
You know what I mean? Because you just are by yourself on your own, at least in this way, even though she had to spin it, because I'm sure she even had to spin it for her show, because just like the lady that called in and was like, you know, pick up your pipe, or hold your pipes to the sky, or whatever she was saying, like, people are not going to we're not going to be like yes to that, you know. So the show probably was like at least put some of it out, but there has to be a spin on it because you don't want it to seem like, you know, something that should happen, or, you know, you just don't want it to come about in that type of way. Like, you have to always present it in a better light. But you could tell, I've always, you know, like I said before, I've always been able to tell that the demons that she's struggling with, at least she's trying to be more real about them. You know what I mean? And
yes.
Plus, even if she were to say that, how many people would go on the attack? Because, unfortunately, this is the world that we live in, and people would start attacking her even for, you know, giving up some of her truth, you know? So,
and then,
like,
somebody,
she,
let me see,
does,
one of the,
if she don't.
One of our members said, from, shout out to S. Ferris, one of our members here, she said, they said the story was breaking today, and they called her for a statement. She came out to get in front of the story. That could be true, too.
Yeah, that makes sense. It does. It makes sense. And it's better for her to do that anyway, because just for her mental health, you know, like, all of the secrets that she's hid all this time. That's why I told you before that she was so secretive about the abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as her being a battered woman, that's what, she, you know, you're trained to do that. And it's not just, you know, a battered woman. Like, her husband is known, you know what I mean, like, kind of in where they're from, where, you know, you can get it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to watch what you do, even if you're not a woman dealing with him. So it's deep like that, you know what I'm saying? So who she is,
Don
and what Michelle's, she's gone through all this time.
Don Michelle says, me, she hit it that right on the head. Her husband benefits more from her being strung out than he does from her being sober. He controls her and in turn controls her the money. Wendy's always been insecure. Wow, thank you for that super chat. Wow, Mishi, she said you hit it right on the head.
It is, you know, and I hate to have to, you know, be right about it, but I've always known. And just thinking of her being by herself, you know, all alone like that, it's better that where she is now, you know, at least she has some people to reach out to. You know, she's not just by herself. And I'm sure it makes sense that, you know, somebody found out that she was living there and that they were going to say it. But I'm happy that she was able to at least, you know, put her own narrative on the story, because this is her life. You know what I'm saying? And no matter what, especially when you're struggling with your own demons, you know, what you're going through, you should at least have the respect of trying to get yourself together without having people poke fun at the situation, because it's not funny. It, you know, it's not something that you should be joking about. Like I said, we don't look at people who have some sense, don't look at her situation and think of it as, you know, oh, it's a joke, or it's funny. Even, you know, this is your karma, even though it is, because you have to step back and let people, you know, who have to deal with what they deal with it. But you can still honestly have compassion for a person who's going through something like that. And when it comes to this business, they're not, you know, she's now a hot topic. And things, like I said, when she was in that chair and she had her hot topics, you know, she went in. And so people are waiting, now that she's the hot topic, to get some real juice to do just that. Because, like we were saying before, that baby, you know, he moved them out of that house real quick.
Yes.
So they don't know where the, you know, the woman and the baby is. He's got his breezy.
And I really kind of think,
but she's going to give birth eventually.
I don't think so. I think the baby is gone. I think they might have got rid of the baby.
They did say, I mean, it's been reported that she has done that before, but
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, as far along as
she was,
I don't even know if that's an option.
We'll
she was
see, but thank
to be
you, Mishi.
For a long this time. Definitely,
thank
yes,
for,
I had to call
yes,
in.
Yeah, we,
I'm glad
yes,
to see you on
it
this time.
Yes, yes. You know, Wendy is our girl, so we always, like, the people are not going to allow me not to get in on this right now. So I'm glad we talked about
okay.
it. Yes, and I got your question.
Thanks.
And I got your question for the members chat Friday. Yes, and we definitely want to talk about that. I'm so excited to talk about that. Okay.
I am. I've been wondering. I'm so glad to be a member. It is so wonderful that you came up with this.
Right. Do you like it? We'll
Everybody
talk.
Else get in on that. Yes, I do. Get in. Join the membership. Come along with us, fam. Bam.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Shout out to DKK. Love you, Armand. This is the best show on YouTube. Say hi to your crew. Yes. Hi. Hi, hi, hi. Thanks for the $45 super chat. Thank you. All right, let's move it forward. Let's take another caller. 716-2434, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? What you think about this whole Wendy Williams sober living?
Oh, let me tell you something. I love me some Wendy. And
okay.
I called into your show not too long ago the other day when we were discussing the fact that if she doesn't come up with something, I cannot keep going on like this, even as a viewer. So for me, I feel like Wendy is very strategic.
Uh-huh.
And she knows what she's doing, regardless of drugs or whatever that's going on with her. She's very strategic. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Wendy obviously has always battled in the area of addiction. But obviously, Wendy is also very successful and educated. And she has had a husband by her side that whether rumors of cheating, another woman, baby, all this and that, I feel as though Wendy is dependent upon that man. He's been in her life through this whole, you know, craziness, addictions, and all these things that are going on. And I don't feel like Wendy's going to really ever, ever let go off of that man. Feel like this is a way for Wendy to actually open up her audience, a bigger audience. Because I feel like now that she's addressing these things, it's a level of vulnerability that we don't get often from Wendy.
Right. So let me help you. So you're basically saying, this is kind of a strategic way to keep the show's ratings intact too, to make sure she continues the show and gets renewed for another season. Because people want to see some vulnerability. So we need a little bit more to keep it going. Absolutely. I agree with that too. I definitely believe that she spoke out on this or revealed this because this would help the show's ratings. This would show that sign of vulnerability. And she heard the people talking, saying, we want to know more. And people were going to keep digging and digging and digging until they found something. So this is her way of kind of, she's going to give it to us in bits and pieces just to drag it on. It's kind of like I said before, it's like watching a reality show and a TV show all at once. It's like, it's interesting.
But that's where tragedy comes in. Now, this is her real life, and it is going on. And I do believe, yes, she's going through all these things, but she's still a TV personnel. She's still one of the biggest TV hosts out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Wendy got to find a way to crawl out of this situation, making big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the viewers like me and you or whoever watches her, I wanna see another side of Wendy other than just cutthroat type of things all the time. Sometimes I want to see, I want to hear about the struggles you're going through. Because you're sitting there telling me your husband and little Kevin are the only one that knows.
Right. Hold on. Hold on. So I have to cut you off. I don't know who this person is. Like, I really don't know who this person is. But this person, every time they come through, they thank you. It's just like, it's so crazy. It just, thank you for the $100 super chat. Wow. You know, wow. Wow, 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 wow. So this is what he says. Sending you some love, Armand. Addiction is real, and it does not discriminate. From Samuel Woodson, thank you again, whomever you are phenomenal. I really appreciate you. I really do. Thank you. All right. Let's take another caller. Wow, I'm telling you, I have some of the best people ever, the best moderators, the best viewers, the best subscribers, the best everything, like the best members. I just love you people. I really do. Wow. All right, let's get into some things. 815-0639. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How
Hello?
Are you? Yes.
I'm good. It's Parker Lynn. It's Parker Lynn. And first of all, I want to commend you for the member, the group that you got going. I love it. I really do. I joined the day that you announced it. So keep
oh, really?
You
Thank
doing.
You. Thank you so much.
Couple of questions. I'm not big on her show. But I think it was last year or 2017 when she took those 3 weeks off of work because her doctor made her. Do you
yes.
recall that?
Yes.
I gotta wonder, was she having issues then? And she
right,
was
remember when she fainted.
And then she fainted during Halloween. You got one. I mean, give me your input. I just thought about it as I was hearing these last two ladies call.
Well, I think the fainting came first. Then she took some time off, and then she took an additional 3 weeks, kind of like at the beginning of the year, kind of like she did this time. So I think that she was saying that she was hot in the costume. So she probably could have been dibbling and dabbling there, too. That's what I'm saying. She's probably been doing these drugs for a long time, and she's probably been fighting the urge to go back from to the cocaine. So she got on this pain medicine. And so she's just popping pills. You know, she replaced it with something else because she says she never went through the actual steps of complete sobriety. You know, that's why she's going through the sober living because she never went through those steps. She just kind of just stopped one day. And, you know, when you're battling addiction, I'm assuming, because I don't know, you need a little bit more help. Sometimes it's easier to relapse, especially with a public figure like that. She's not really close with anybody. She has no one she can talk to. She has an abusive husband. And then she has to maintain a television show where she talks about people every day. She's getting drug on the internet, but that's how she makes her money. She is the infamous Wendy Williams, and you have nobody you can trust or talk to. So you go back to what you know, the comfort, the drugs.
Right. Right. And I've heard her.
Go ahead.
I just heard her some years ago mention how she no longer does drugs, but she still socially drinks. So I'm wondering if that's a hindrance to her. Not everybody can get off drugs and then still have a leverage of drinking or anything. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I also wonder that. And then another thing, and I'm done. You know, she was in Florida. She was spotted in Florida this past
mm-hmm.
summer with her friend. Well, Florida is like one of the biggest rehab resorts. They have all the capital rehab resorts for all the celebrities. So I'm wondering, was she actually there then? And she only did maybe 30 days.
That's what I'm thinking, because there's no way you can go. Well, when I was looking at it, it didn't seem like you would just go coming off of a 10 years being sober. You might feel like you're going through a relapse, then you would just go to sober living. You typically have to go through some type of program, then you go through the sober living because it helps to transition you back into the regular world. It's kind of like a halfway house. So you go through
right.
the rehab, then you transition through the sober living because then you can kind of go as you please. In the rehab, you kind of can't. I don't know. But I feel like she did, but she got a lot of money, so she might have a little bit more power and leeway. I personally feel like she did a 30, 60, or 90-day program somewhere. And that's why they kept pushing her return date back. I believe she knew prior to even leaving the show in December and extending it that she was going to do this. I feel like she picked the time. This was probably plotted out from the beginning of the year or whenever she realized that she was going to sign up for the rehab. I feel like she planned this. Okay, listen, we're going to leave in December, and then we're going to do this 30-day trial. And then after that, she probably wanted to stay a little longer, so she extended it for the 60-day. And then she didn't feel like she was ready, so she extended it a little bit longer until she felt like she was ready. That's why she was confident enough to be able to come back on her show and say, you know, it's never going to happen again. You know, I'm never going to be gone that long again. When you say that, that means you had some fault in why you were leaving. It wasn't like your Graves' disease just kind of took over and you were just physically ill to the point where you couldn't go to work, because you can't promise someone that that won't happen again. So if I promise you, like, I'm never going to make this, like, let this happen again, which means you've realized that your addiction is what caused you to miss that much work because you have to go through rehab.
Right.
And sober living.
And, you know, this seems like, and it seems like she can use the graves. I'm not knocking and I'm not downgrading because everyone, you know, has some sort of an illness and they have to take it on the best way they know how. But in my opinion, it seems like sometimes that's just like a convenient excuse. Because you got celebrities with worse, you got celebrities with worse illnesses than that, and they're performers, and they'll still get on stage and do what they have to do. But she always stresses her Graves' disease did this or her Graves' disease did that, you know. So I just, you know, I wish her the best, and it, you know, if it is a case of, you know, the drug addiction, I hope she gets off because, like that that super chat said, it's not a laughing matter. So.
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm
gonna let
you. So did you get my email?
No. What did you email me regarding?
Last night about the Michael Jackson.
Oh, yes. I have to look into that. I unplugged from that Michael Jackson conversation yesterday. That was, that was so much. We got into some things. But you know what? Yes. What? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Call
okay,
in
if
again.
You got any questions, we'll
go. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Shout out to the new member. Goddess Yolanda Torres. Hi, how are you? Welcome. We love that. Okay, yes. If you would like to be a member. Excuse me. Lisa Marie or Issa Marie Rivera. I'm at work, but I love your show. Thank you. Just trying to get you guys through the day. Okay. Let's take another caller. 2487949. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
You got it. I just wanted to say a few quick things. First of all, Wendy did not say this on her show today necessarily because it was the right thing to do. She said it because the Daily Mail had just released pictures of her going in and out of the sober house. So she wanted to kind of beat them to the punch. And the Daily Mail is the one that has the ones that have from the beginning put her husband and his mistress on blast.
Right.
They had been following her and everything like that. I'm glad she came out with it. But one thing that I do know is this didn't get started with her 4 or 5 months ago. She didn't relapse 4 or 5 months ago. This has been going on with her. It has to be like a year and a half, close to 2 years. Mm-hmm. My daughter is a faithful watcher of her. I watch it now and then, but my daughter, when she's at work, she tapes it and everything like that. And she had been telling me for like a week, she's like, Mom, I think she's back on drugs. You need to go and look this up and that up. So I watched a few times. There was definitely something wrong. Now, as for her husband, I'm sure he plays a huge part of her wanting to escape. And she's using drugs as that.
Oh.
You know, and it's just really sad. I feel sorry for their son. You know, he's in college. I have a grandson the same age as him that's in college. And that baby definitely does not need to be going through all this mess with his mom and dad. It's just really, really sad. But
yes.
People have to keep in mind that these superstars are human beings. In
yes,
the
they
end,
are.
They're no different than me and you. So
right.
I hope everything works out for her, especially because of the baby. I personally feel she needs to get rid of her husband. I do believe he hits her. This has been out for years. This is not something that just came out when they said that his girlfriend is pregnant. So
okay.
I think she would do far better. I think she would stay clean. And you are right. When it comes to people going to a sober house, you just don't have a drug addict that goes to a sober house. They have been in some kind of treatment prior. And
right.
This is like getting them back in to what they should be into. So she just
right.
didn't just say, hey, I'm going to sign up and I'm going to go to a sober house. No, she was in some
right.
kind of treatment. And that
right.
treatment did not just come because she was popping pills the past 4 or 5 months. She has been relapsing, in my personal opinion, for at least a year and a half to 2 years. So I hope everything works out for her.
Wait, hold
we
on.
Will keep
to your point.
Up.
Hold on, Carla. I want to say something to that. I agree with you 100% because I feel as though what actually happened, she's been relapsing for the last year and a half, and it's gotten to the point to where she was couldn't control it because now she was high on the show.
Yeah,
like she was
yes,
like
exactly.
It was. She started to be. It started to carry into the show. Like she
yes,
wasn't able
yes.
to focus because remember she was jittery and then she was you know her twitchy and then she could she was zoning out in the interviews.
Yes. And then you see how like she got kind of like rail thin, like over the past
yes.
year, she just lost even more and more weight. So this is not something that just came about, but we just
and
need
then you
to
wait, and then
keep
wait,
her
remember,
straight up.
Remember, hmm. remember she made that statement too. She, after that she apologized and said, you know,
yep.
I'm sorry for a less than perfect show. You know, remember
yes.
she apologized
yes.
again. She said it won't happen again. How can
yep.
you tell someone it's not going to happen again if it's a health complication that none of us can
exactly.
help? We can't help something. But you can help if you are getting high before work.
Oh, yeah. You know, but you have a lot of people that want to hide their drug problem. And if they have a medical problem, they put it all on the medical problem. So they
yes.
can have an excuse for their behavior, their dramatic weight loss, and things like that. So I just hope she, you know, gets clean and she stays clean. And I hope everything works out for her, but she really needs to dump that husband of hers.
Yes, thank you. And I think so, too, because I feel as though with her son, that's the reason why her son and her are not as close, because the son is really
yep.
tired of her and the drugs. And the son is probably
yes,
jacked
is.
Up in the head. The dad is trash,
yes,
and then the mom is a drug addict on TV that everybody hates. Like, that boy,
exactly.
I'm sure, goes through a lot of counseling.
Yes, yes. I feel sorry for that baby, but I'm actually kind of glad that he's not at home and he is in school. So that can give him something to really concentrate on
yes.
and everything instead of all the hell that's going on with his parents. And I hope everything works out for her and him, but I really don't give a damn about Calvin.
Oh, well, thank you, caller. Great
thank
insight.
You, Amon. I love your show, honey.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Yes, God, we are getting to some things. I want to first shout out to all the new members. Welcome, Perfecting Peace. Let's do a member shout out. Yes, 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 yes. Hold on. Who else we got? We got Candace. Shout out to Candace. Nitak. Shout out to Nitak. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes. Shout out to all the members. Yes. Shout out to Miss Parker Lynn. Always try to show you love whenever I'm in the building. Enjoy the call. FYI, we're still waiting on you in Chi-Town. Yes. Yes, girl, we're going to have to talk about that Michael Jackson stuff. We'll maybe have to revisit that because I need to check that email. Thank you. All right, all right, all right. A couple more calls because we've got a full day today, guys. So I will – listen, let's do some – listen, if you haven't done so already, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. Please subscribe, okay? Subscribing is what helps us grow. Listen, if you would like to become a member of our channel, you can do so. It's not a requirement, and you don't have to, okay? It's strictly up to you. We do personal vlogs and, you know, member lives, exclusive lives dedicated to our members, Q&As with me, a little bit more personal kind of one-on-one conversation there. So if you're interested in that, you know, join us. Outside of that, our music show is every Wednesday. Armand listens to your music live. If you are an artist or you know an artist and you want to submit their music in our music competition, please do so. It's hosted with myself and my colleague, the official King Payne, and it's every single Wednesday. You can submit your music via the ArmandWigginsShow.com, okay? So it'll be super, super dope. will actually have the link. You can actually click the link in the description box. So if you want to get in on that, please go ahead and do so. All right, we're going to take a couple of more callers, and then we're going to wrap this shit up, okay? Oh, we got some more members. Shout out to Sazzy Tinder. Shout out to Q the God. All right. Let's go ahead. 347-5221. You're live on the air.
Hi, Almond. It's Miriam. How are you, love?
Good. How are you, boo?
Good. All right. So let's get into this. Remember,
okay.
I went recently to the Wendy show, right?
Right,
and it
right.
was very interesting. It was very interesting when I went. Now that this is all coming to light, it makes a little sense.
Okay.
They were extra very protective of her. They were super protective. Normally, when they're giving you the speech about, like, don't touch Wendy, they'll say, unless she touches you or unless she puts her hand out to you. This time they said, no one touch Wendy. Don't touch her. So they were very protective. When she was coming up into the audience, normally it's just like one guy that stands at the bottom. No, they were walking all the way up until they were clear. She was not interacting with the audience at all in between breaks. She was only using like hand warming pads. And she had this weird look in her eye. It just was seeming like every time the camera went on, she would turn on. Every time the camera said clear, every time they said clear, she would kind of like go into off mode. And they were very protective.
Really?
It does kind of make sense now. And, you know, they was laughing at me in the chat. But I have an autoimmune disease, right? And
mm-hmm.
when I smoked weed one time, I fucking passed out. So maybe with our autoimmune disease and the fact that, like, it was early in the morning, which hers happened early in the morning, and most of our symptoms and our mornings are very hard for us. So I definitely think that she was definitely on drugs when she fainted. There's no doubt in my mind now that she was, you know, dibbling and dabbling back then.
Okay, so wait, so tell
like
me,
that.
What do you mean when she would go off? Like, so she would stay on stage, and but she, the lights would, and she just would not look at you guys, or what would she do?
Like when, so when they would say clear, and like they were getting ready for the next scene, if the next scene she was going to be like in the studio audience, you know how she stands there and does that?
Yeah.
She would get ready and come into the aisles, but she wouldn't talk to anybody. She was just staring around and using the glove, like these hand warmers on her hands. And then she would just, like, once they would go, you know, say to get ready, then she would like get back a little perky and excited again. It was just really weird.
Oh, so you feel
know?
Like the show is kind of fake. So she really she's literally doing the job.
No. I think that right now in her life, she's just doing the job. That she's just
okay.
there. You know how, like, we have to go to work and we have to do our job?
Yes.
I think
yes.
that's what's going on with her, because she seemed very disconnected. And one of the regulars that goes, like, three times a week, she even said it to me that, you know, that wasn't normally how they do things. And her son was there. Her son, she announced to us that her son was behind scenes. So he's been with her this whole time. Her son has not been back in school. He's been with her.
Okay.
So I don't know what, yeah. But I definitely think that she's on drugs. But I like what you said, and I'm wondering if you could elaborate on that a little bit. Do you really think that she's currently from rehab, or do you think that's just the way she said it was like a spin?
What do you mean? I think that she's tried to spin it when she said that she was going through it to kind of see what it felt like to actually go through a sober house. I feel like there's no way that you're just going to voluntarily go through a sober house if you don't feel like you need it. I don't give a damn if you just released a hotline number. I think that she was in rehab from this whole time that she was disappeared. Like, I don't think there was really health complications with the Graves' disease. I think this was more, she was addicted. She was on drugs. She was relapsing. And I think that that's where the injury from her arm came too. I think she probably hurt herself from being high.
So, you know, they give us a lot of different medicines when we're going through stuff with autoimmune diseases. And I'm not going to lie to you, some of them are very nice. And I could see there was a few of them that I almost was going to get ready to get attached to my damn self. And I had to stop taking it because I was like...
Because it got to the point where we have to remember she was doing that shit to go to work. Like she was high at work, so she was zoning out at work.
Right.
She was high in that chair. So she went to rehab because she couldn't stop. It had gotten so bad that it came into her work life, and she didn't want anybody to know that's what she was doing. Like, you know, because that just would have been even worse. So she needed to go run and get help. And so I think she did a 30-day, she did a 60-day, and I think she just extended it until she felt like she was ready enough to then go into the sober living. I don't think she was ready to come back January 1st. I don't think she was ready to come back in February. I think that she actually enjoys this place because she doesn't have to be on, and she can talk freely about being an addict.
I agree about that. You could see it was definitely an on-off switch with her. Like, she was all hyper excited when the cameras were on, and the minute they say clear, she just turned into this docile, little, big-eye, staring lady. It was kind of, you know, interesting because I was expecting her to be on all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, at least with her audience and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, baby. I love you.
All right. Thank you. Yes, we'll talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
All right. We'll take a couple more. 773-3157. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. I listen to your show all the time, so I'm really glad.
Hi, how are
you?
Yes.
Good. So, first of all, anybody who really is interested in this story should check out that Daily Mail article when you get a chance, check it out, because it gives a lot of different details about how they think she allegedly fractured the shoulder and all of that and the issues with her husband. So, kind of interesting. I just wanted to say two different things. Number one, I kind of feel like Wendy's husband is kind of like Ike Turner to me. Like, sort of that abusive kind of guy that's kind of holding a good woman down, and she could be so much more without him. And I also think that a lot of the negative feelings, I know everybody talks about her talking trash, and that's why people don't like her, but I think right now people don't like her husband so much, and he has insinuated himself into every aspect of her life, including her business. Like, he has hitched a ride to her star that... people, if she succeeds, he's going to succeed. And because people don't like him, it's affecting how people see her. So I kind of feel like as long as she's still married to him, I'm not really sure if people are going to be rooting for her the way they would otherwise. Because if she does well, he does well. And people don't want to see him doing well. So, I don't know. That's just my take on Wendy and her husband. But the other thing I wanted to say, and this is kind of more of a question for you, and this kind of goes back to, I think you talked about this, but the whole fight or beef between Howard Stern and Wendy Williams and how she said Howard was Hollywood and all that. And they're kind of arguing about, well, he was saying he was king of all media, and she, you know, and hey, she's calling herself queen of all media. She's not queen of all media. And they're both are, you know, kind of back and forth about that. And I'm kind of thinking that both Howard Stern, even though he's, like, obviously a legend, and Wendy Williams, who's really a legend also at this point and really iconic, but in some ways, they're almost, even though they both still have their shows, they're kind of almost of the past in terms of the media. Like, I see a show like you and all of the other media and gossip channels and people that cover entertainment on YouTube and social media as the wave of the future. Like, the future kings and queens of media are going to be the people that are now having social media type shows and a much more interactive sort of platform than just sort of standing on TV or in the radio and just talking to people, like actually interacting in many ways through chat, phone calls, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering how you felt about that. You know, in the future, what's the future Wendy Williams or Howard Stern going to look like in 5-10 years? Will they be someone sitting on a stage, or will they be someone like you?
I think a future Wendy Williams and Howard Stern. Well, first of all, I think they're both iconic and legends. And I remember watching Howard Stern as a little kid. Like, I love like the fact that he doesn't give a shit. Like, I think I'd love that Howard Stern's team has been with him since the beginning. And I think that Wendy's delivery and the way that she presents a story and just her charisma is unmatched. Like, really, no one can do it like them. Like, but I feel like they can still grow. I feel like Wendy Williams, once this show was done, I think a Wendy Williams podcast would go crazy.
Sure.
Where she could say anything, do anything. I think Howard Stern is pretty set. I mean, he has his XM radio. I don't think he really needs anything. Howard Stern is worth hundreds of millions of dollars at this point. He's going down in you know, media history. So I just feel like Howard Stern he's kind of in his lane. I feel like this is it. This is going to be Howard Stern for the rest of his career. I think Wendy Williams, though, once the show is done, I think Wendy Williams will end up doing a podcast, hopefully. But then she's going to have to get a team of people, but hopefully she'll find the right team. But I think a Wendy Williams podcast will be super, super dope, especially if she doesn't get renewed. I think a lot of listeners will listen to that because people miss, like, Radio Wendy. Radio Wendy was, like, legendary.
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting.
I kind of feel like she had to make herself appeal to middle America when she got her show, which is, you know, kind of a lot of housewives. And, you know, so she had to sort of be the housewife from Jersey. But, yeah, I think you're right. A lot of people probably miss her from the radio days where she could get real and a podcast would really let her unleash and be that again.
Yes. Yeah. And then because then you'd either listen to her or you wouldn't. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be on the TV. So you could actually say she would be able to say everything she wanted to say. I don't think Wendy has done it. Even after this show, I don't think it's over for her. I think she'll be very, very successful but she will definitely have to come this direction, you know, podcast, YouTube, social media, very much so. I'm interested to see where it goes because there's a lot of great creators that do this stuff. And, you know, I'm happy, but had it not been for a Wendy Williams and a Howard Stern, and, you know, we wouldn't even have these doors, you know. So I appreciate them all both. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay. 908-7256. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Wendy Williams, you know, she really made her new husband, her new go-to girl, her new everything when it comes to having that crutch, because she really, really has a lot to offer. I know she understands that her husband is not solely in the relationship as she thought he was, and she can't back out to certain things because she has a son. And, you know, he's older, but, I mean, at one point, I think she had mentioned that he was getting into drugs, too. I mean, he's really in between these two people, and I really am concerned about him. And I'm glad you mentioned him because it's like he has to pretty much be there for her more than he should. He has a life of his own. And for both of his parents to be, you know, going through this crazy madness, I really do feel sorry for him because, you know, he might be subject to drugs himself. You know, and also too, I believe that maybe, you know, her husband knows about these drugs and he's not saying anything. It's like he's just setting her up for failure. Like, he should be able to take the drugs away and tell her, hey, you know, you kind of doing a little too much there. It's like he's not doing anything just to encourage her to just throw her life away so he could be with his little shindig, whatever she calls herself, or whatever he, you know, it's crazy.
Yes.
I just don't understand why she would let herself go so much. But
I don't know if it's. I think it's hard. I mean, I think it's hard when you're battling with addiction, you know, and you want to have a heart, but then I get it. Some people are like, you know, you should say no to drugs. But when a person is like vulnerable like that and you have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of friends, you don't think about it. There's so many celebrities. You got the Amy Winehouse, Anna Nicole, Whitney Houston, Bobby mm-hmm. Christina, like all these people. A lot of these people, you guys don't realize we are all people at the end of the day. And you know how like I even say me, when I have my issues or you know, I'm in my thoughts, I look up to
Say that for the members, because I'm a member. So, you know, because I want to get deep into that too. I think you should say that for the members.
Okay, you want to say okay, they want to say that. All right. Well,
yeah.
Thank you, caller.
All right.
Bye. No, I'm going to save a little bit of it, but I'm just saying, you know, they're all people. So at the end of the day, when you get deep in your thoughts, there's people that you look up to as well. And there's people that I look up to. So you get to that point where you start to realize, shit, everyone is human. And when you have a person like Wendy Williams, when you're on top of the world, you're a huge celebrity, iconic name, you don't really have anybody that you can look up to because you are at the top. So now it's kind of like, well, I'm here, but I don't have nobody. There's nowhere I can go because now my name is going to just be money for people, or people are going to laugh at it. So at this point, she goes back to the drugs. It's really effed up because a lot of these rich and famous people, they're already so high up, they have no one else that they can look to, and they have all this access. And they can't go and, you know, vent to a friend or vent to a neighbor because then they'll be exploited for money. I mean, that's a story sold. So what do? You can't really trust anybody because at any given moment, that's news, and somebody's going to make money off of it. So I'm saying, y'all, for those people out there that just, you know, for those dreamers out there that feel like, you know, fame or whatever it is, you just want to have it. Listen, it's not all that it cracks up to be. There's a lot of sad, famous people also. You can have all the money in the world, but that does not necessarily just automatically buy you happiness, because having a lot of money could actually, you know, feed your inner demons and you know, allow you access to things like addiction. Because who's going to tell Wendy Williams no? She can buy it by the bundle. She can buy it in bulk. Who's going to tell her no? Here's $100,000. Give me what you got. Who's going to not sell it? Or what doctor's not going to sign it off? I don't know. Now I'm reaching, but you get what I'm saying. Listen, this was a phenomenal show. I want to shout out to all the members. We got some members on here. We're going to wrap this show up. We got some things.